In Sudan, the situation seems to be getting worse for Darfur residents and refugees. Although Sudan's government has pledged to improve security in the embattled region of Western Sudan, humanitarian and rights groups say it is doing anything but. They say Sudanese forces and Arab militiamen known as Janjaweed have committed fresh attacks throughout Darfur, including helicopter gunship bombings, rape, and raids. NPR's Africa correspondent Jason Beaubien joins me now to talk about the situation. Jason, tell us more about what the humanitarian rights groups are saying about the fresh atrocities in Darfur.
Well, there's a new report out today from Human Rights Watch, and essentially they're saying that the atrocities are continuing in Darfur. There's attacks on civilians, quote, that are occurring on a daily basis. They're saying that bombing by the Sudanese government is continuing in Darfur, also the use of attack helicopters in the region. UN agencies are saying that refugees are returning to some areas and then being attacked once they get there. Even the UN High Commissioner for Refugees office out of Geneva just said that humanitarian access is being hampered and limited by the Sudanese government. So the bottom line from human rights groups and from the UN is that things are not improving in Darfur, despite assurances by the Sudanese government that they are.
Now, this week, Amnesty International said that Sudan's government is actually pressing people not to report human rights abuses in Darfur.
Yeah. Amnesty International just came out with a report yesterday saying that many people who've worked with foreign diplomats, with foreign journalists, are being targeted by the government, being arrested. Even someone who worked on UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's visit recently to the region has been threatened. They're saying that anyone who's speaking out about human rights abuses in the area is being targeted by the government, and they're calling on the Sudanese government to bring a halt to this.
The African Union has plans to send troops into Darfur. What is the status of that?
The African Union has said all along that they're going to send in 300 troops to protect some monitors that they have on the ground at the moment. Those troops are supposed to be in by the end of July. They're still not there. They might get some of them in by the end of this week. But the AU has also offered to send 2,000 general peacekeeping troops that wouldn't be there to protect just the monitors. The Sudanese government in Khartoum, however, has rejected that proposal. This is significant because the AU is actually very close to the Khartoum government. It hasn't criticized it sharply about the crisis in Darfur. And the expectation is that these monitors and these peacekeepers would be there just to protect the civilian population. But Khartoum is very adamant that it doesn't want foreign troops coming into Darfur. And if it's not going to let the AU troops in, it's probably not going to let any international troops in.
So it looks like Darfur is displaced for some time. What is the humanitarian situation right now?
Well, I just came back from the refugee camps in Chad, just across the border from Sudan. And the situation there is fairly dire. There's a lot of people who are still living outside the camps. It's a really desolate area, very arid. People are just living in the sand with just windbreaks to block the wind. It's also the rainy season at the moment. Humanitarian groups are saying that they're not getting the access into Darfur, where there's more than 1 million people displaced, to bring in food. So the situation is really critical, and some humanitarian groups are saying that the government in Khartoum is blocking some of the aid that they're trying to get in at the moment.
Jason, thanks very much. NPR's Africa correspondent, Jason Beaubien.